So it's a beautiful December Saturday morning, and I have nothing to do, nothing on my schedule. I'm completely free. The sun, low-angle December sun, is coming and warming me as I lie in my bed. I think to myself, I should write a PhD thesis. I work at the University of Maryland in the anthropology department, so I get tuition remission. And I figured, like, cost isn't an issue, so I should write a PhD thesis in anthropology. I could write about the tribe of anthropologists, you know, how they're always getting upset about undergraduates being lazy and how they get really strangely excited when they win these awards that no one's heard of. But it might be unwise to write a critical PhD thesis about my employers. So I roll over in bed and think, maybe I'll write a PhD thesis in education. But they always want numbers to back up what you say in education, and they have this like weirdly religious idea almost that education can only happen in classrooms. So I think maybe religious studies. But actually, writing a PhD thesis is hard. You have to read a lot of stuff in a really narrow area, and you have to write down what you've read and remember it, or remember where you've put the thing that you've written down, what you've read. I should write a novel. The sun's coming up a little more, and I can reach from my bed and get my shade up, and the sun can still shine on me without me having to leave my bed. I think that I should write a novel. But you have to have, you know, characters and keep track of the plot from, like, page 100 to 300. And that's hard to keep track of all that. So I think I should write a personal memoir. But people usually like to read personal memoirs from people who have done something with their lives. But enough of the writing. I just realized, like, I can't write today. I can put that off for later. I'll start my writing project later. I'm going to get healthy today. I'm going to run a marathon. Or maybe a 10K or 5K. But, you know, running, it's a lot of, you know, pushing your feet into the ground, and it's really bad on your shins and your knees. I should do yoga. So I grab my, reach over to my desk and get my laptop, and I start looking up yoga. And I find this thing called yoga nidra, which is yogic sleep. And it's fantastic. Like, you lie on your back. There's no postures or anything. You, like, lie on your back, and they go through where you should direct your awareness. And so I downloaded this yoga nidra recording, and I did yoga. I accomplished something on my side. I was doing yoga, and I was going through this whole yoga nidra thing, but then I fell asleep, so I didn't actually finish that. So then, all of a sudden, I woke up, and the light is, you know, really pretty high in the sky, and I realized I've missed an important engagement. Car Talk is on. So fortunately, I'm able to go over and turn on Car Talk, and it's, you know, still going on, and they're talking about how long you can actually go before you have to change your oil. And, you know, they do the puzzler. And then it comes to the end of the show where they say, you've just wasted a perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. And I realize it's true. I have wasted a perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk. I've wasted like a whole several good hours this Saturday doing nothing but lying in bed. I've wasted my entire life. I should be married. I should have kids. I should have a better job. I should be working to make the world a better place. I should be working with Occupy movement. I should be saving the world from global warming. I should call my great Aunt Doris and take her out for lunch. I should be cleaning the kitchen. I should be vacuuming. I should be getting the fuck out of bed. But then I realize I'm being rash. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and I don't have anything to do. I can spend my whole day in bed if I want to. I can do that. And I don't have to drive myself. I don't have to be busy. It's okay that I lie in my bed all day and do nothing. That's okay, because eventually inspiration will come to me, and I'll know what to do. And it'll be something that's truly, truly valuable, something I truly need to do. And I'm feeling pretty good about this. I haven't caused any wars today. I haven't ruined any relationships. I haven't brought down the housing market. I have a really, really tiny carbon footprint. And I realize that sloth is not a deadly sin. Sloth is a virtue. And I'm going to start incorporating sloth into my life every day. Not just on Saturdays at home. I'm going to put sloth in my work. I'm going to be more slothful in my relationships, in my politics. I'm going to be slothful wherever I can. And I realize that, you know, this is something that other people need to know about, this new approach I have to life. So I figured, like, I should write a book about sloth and let other people know how great sloth is. I could start a center for sloth studies at the University of Maryland. We could look at, you know, sloth's impact on public health, how could sloth could help in international relations. And I realized that would actually be a lot of work, too. So now, like, the sun is, you know, way up in the sky, and I would have to get out of bed to get back into the sunlight. So, you know, I go and I grab my laptop, and I realize that, you know, really, what I need to do, I knew about the Seven Deadly Sins show coming up here. And so I sent a note off to the sloth, or the stoop storytelling, and said, I would tell a story about sloth. And I realized I could just sort of recount what I did this Saturday. It wouldn't really take, you know, any preparation at all. And I could just fill, like, a nearly 7-minute story about sloth, and, you know, that would be it. Thank you.